This is The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
The other day, I was scrolling through news.com.au, which I do every day, and imagine my surprise when I scroll down and I see the picture of a man that we used to work with here at HIT. He used to be our engineer here. And there was a story about him on a plane snoring, and I thought we'd get his stepdaughter Grace on to tell us the story in proper detail because this is an absolute cracker. She joins us now. Morning, Grace.
Hello.
Hey, Grace, we're lucky that it was a nice story on news.com.au that he was a part of and not something else.
So tell us exactly what happened. Why has your stepdad gone viral?
Yeah, so he was about to leave for America for a business trip, and one night we were all just sitting on the couch and he had a little episode of he started to snore, and it was pretty loud this time. So it sparked the idea in my head and my mum's that we needed to make little care packages for the people around him on the plane, just to let them know in advance that he may snore while he's sitting with them on the long-haul flight.
So, Grace, when you're on that plane with him, were you going around to the people seated around him and handing out these care packages?
No, so Mum and I weren't actually on the plane. He was there by himself, and so we gave him the duty of going and giving them around.
Oh, so it wasn't even for your own benefit. It was purely for the people around you.
No.
That's crazy. So what did you put in the care packages?
So we just wrote a little note explaining what this is for and who we are, and two little Australian chockies and some earplugs.
What a brilliant idea. Now, news.com.au, obviously that's where we saw the story. They picked up the story. How did this then go viral? Because I saw Fox News in the States. They were showing this story as well.
Yeah, so I published it and just was talking about it on a women's group chat for traveling women I'm in on Facebook. And a lady from there is a reporter from the UK, and she saw it and reached out to me asking if she could release it over at the UK. And so it kind of just sparked from there.
Yeah. Now, I know your stepdad, and he seems to be the type of man who doesn't love a lot of attention. How did he feel about it?
At first, he was pretty reluctant, but I think as he came to understand how his snoring can affect the people around him, that he was pretty okay with the idea.
Grace, do we know if it worked? Did he end up snoring and did people end up loving the packages?
Well, he said that he handed out, we made 10 for him, and he said he handed out 6 and ate a few of them.
Classic tatters.
Yeah. But he said the plane was too loud, so they couldn't hear him anyway. I'm not sure if that was his hearing or the plane was actually that loud.
I'll tell you what, if that was me, Grace, and my daughter gave me a care package, I would have eaten the whole thing and I would have lied to your face and said I handed him out. No chance I would have done it.
Oh, so funny, Grace. Well, you've well and truly put Shepparton on the map, so congratulations on your ingenuity and good luck with being a viral sensation.
Thanks.
Thanks so much for coming on the show. Oh, that is such a good story. My dad snores. I've never thought to do that.
I know. You should next time he's on a plane. Thank goodness, like I said, that he was a good story on news.com.au.
Yeah.
If you saw your dad's face, you'd hope he's not like the poo jogger or something.
No, that's your mum.
Oh, that's my mum, was it?
Yeah, she was spotted in Sydney the other day.
Mum, can you stop doing that, please?
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie. Miss something or want to hear it again?
Get the catch up at hits.com.au. Or download the HIT app.